Whilst you're on the inside, who helps look after the kids?
So big shout out to all the family that do. So my mother-in-laws, to Jenny and Helen, they've done a really good job, and my sister-in-law, and my little son's just finally gone home. He was in white welfare in Echuca for a good while, and he's finally gone home to family, to his Uncle Andrew, named after his namesake.
Yeah.
Really proud of them all.
That must keep your heart calm.
Yeah, it does. Like, my eldest is 18 next year, so, it's like, where did the time go?
Are they taller than you?
Yeah, they're giants. My three eldest sons, they're like, they're big warriors, like Wambo warriors. Yeah. They're giants compared to me. And they had my back come New Year's. Oh, don't. They was right at my side.
Don't mess with mum.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said. And you don't realise the power of your kids. Like, they just inspire you to want to be greater, to be better.
Tell us about NAIDOC for you, Bianca. Like, what does it mean to you?
Last night I was listening to the radio. I heard my auntie and my cousin on radio last night. So shout out to Auntie Judith and Linnell.
Is this part of NAIDOC?
Yes, because of her, I can. Yep, they was on there giving a shout out about. I was just giving a yarn about what NAIDOC means to them. So it was really inspiring. My grandmother's got dementia now, so it's because of her. Like, we were all really Christian family, and she walked into a church in Reservoir something like 35 years ago when I was a young kid.
And she started to believe.
She started believing God, and because of that, that belief has carried on to my family. So all my aunties and uncles are very Christian orientated, and which makes us a stronger, I reckon, stronger because we're Aboriginal too. We're both with that, identifying with being Aboriginal and being Christian, they've inspired to do great things. So we're all artists. They're all very artistic, all my family, and I'm pretty well known, some of them. My cousin just got a range for Puma clothes just not long ago. He's got his own line in there.
Wow.
He got it for NAIDOC. Yeah, they did it for that NAIDOC Indigenous Games. First cousins did Guernseys for the NAIDOC football game.
So there is talent. And you're an artist yourself?
Trying. So our class was on today. I was down there a bit for a little while. But, my mum's really artistic, my aunties, my uncles. My sister can draw, like, facials, portraits. Mm-hmm. I wish I had it. But, I think I'm more hands-on creative. Like, I can do beadwork, centrepieces, table pieces, stuff like that. Yeah.
No, Bianca, before you pass on the mic, you mentioned religion and, how do you observe religion? Like, do you go to church or do you...
No, not really. I'm not a big church fan, my mum and all that are. But I think it's just a belief system that we grew up with. Like, I knew from... My nan used to run Sunday school classes in Robinvale. So, and she was a religious education RE teacher at school. So... It was just because instilled on me so young. It's natural. I know I believe there is a God, but culturally, she was more culturally strong with her Aboriginal side. I find that's what strengthened her. With them two beliefs together, joined together, made her a powerful woman. Like she walked in faith. She walked strong with her identity of being an Aboriginal woman because her mother was a stolen generation too. So this is going back years ago. And when there's a good story about that, she actually, when her mother first went home, they took her back and she says, oh, that's your mother over there. She instantly went into the fairer white mother, thinking because she was fair skinned, my great grandmother, but it was actually the darker woman was her mother. Yeah, just culturally. And I read it, that made us just uniquely strong. It helped empower them to be greater people. And because of Nan, I think because that's what. Who I hold because of her, we can. Yeah, to Foreman and Judith, yeah.